Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Final hour of B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP this week. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in the cowboy killer himself, Santana Moss. Santana, how you doing today?
What up, fellas? How y'all?
We good, man. Hey, Tony, we find out that Fred can't cook, right? So Fred been buying cookies from Wegmans?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say this. Now, I've had a lot of Fred, I guess you can say, things that he's baked. And they came out pretty well. But I've always scratched my head and like, Fred, is this Star Boy? Because it's just too good to be true. And so when the cookie ordeal happened, I was like, bro, I haven't seen any perfect cookies like that in a long time. I haven't personally baked cookies, but I've been around a lot of people who can bake, and I've never seen their cookies come out that perfect. So
I know cookies come out like that. Wegmans cookies come out like that.
But I want to give my dog a little credit because he had brought some things in there, man, that was point, you know, that was on point, and I don't think it was stole, but
I'm going to follow him. I'm about to follow him from now. I'm going to find out for real.
Oh, man.
So the story is somebody posted that say Fred is always at Wegmans. Those cookies that he bring are Wegmans cookies. The lady said she work at Wegmans. So you know Fred talked to everybody.
Yeah. He spoiled his secret.
The cat is out. Mm-hmm.
So Santana, I've seen recently the team put out a podcast called Hail Tales. It's really cool going back through memorable moments throughout Redskins football team Commanders history. And recently they put one out for the Monday Night Miracle. Take us back to that night and how special that was.
I mean, it wasn't special the whole night up until those two touchdowns, if you had to ask me. And that's one of the reasons why when I'm asked all over, you know, what was my favorite moments, it's hard to say that. But after walking these streets up in the DMV and understanding what it meant to the fans, you know, their take on it won me over. So that's why I give it, you know, number one on my chart now. But leading up to those two catches, man, it was just one of those situations where it was only my second game as a Redskin, and we just wasn't playing right. You know, we hadn't scored any touchdowns yet that season. You know, the first week we won with two field goals against Chicago at home, and then now we're in game two, which is a Monday night in Dallas. And if you know the history of, you know, Redskins Dallas or Redskins Cowboys and the history around that franchise at the time with Dan Snyder being the owner, we hadn't won in Dallas yet. So I didn't know all these stats as I, you know, just being, you know, involved into this rivalry. And I go out there the last couple of plays, I guess you can say it, before that drive, and I remember me and CP on the sideline just talking, and I was pissed off, ticked off, and Porter's being Porter, he walked away from me. I'm thinking he's finna just say, you know, let me leave Tanner alone. And he comes back with the head coach, and, you know, Coach Gibbs asked me did I want to run the plays that I had mentioned, and the rest was history, man. So leading up until the moment, it wasn't special. But after, man, I can't put another game in front of it.
So he asked you, did you want to run the plays, and he called the plays? I like that.
So all week long, you know, you got to think about it. When these guys just, you know, acquired me, they had been asking me questions about things I like to do in the offense. You know, we hadn't got there yet because we just, you know, we were still trying to get acclimated with our passing game. Our run game was sound. And so being that I'm newly acquired and, you know, they still trying to get the hang of what I can do and what I can't do, you know, as a receiver, that's the one thing I will say. You know, people ask me all the time, Tanner, did you ask for the ball? No, I didn't. But if you ever had to ask me, what can I do? I can do it all. And I'm not saying it just to say it.
Uh-huh.
You watch the tape. I felt like a guy in my structure at 5'10", I can run any route, you know, known to man, you know, when it comes to being a receiver. And whether I'm, you know, asked to do a jump ball, I can do that too. I was a jumper in high school and college. So when he asked me, hey, you know, that week, I gave him a set of plays that I know that we can run against a particular guy that was playing corner, which was Aaron Glenn at the time.
Mm.
Aaron Glenn was my former teammate with the Jets. So I remember guys running certain plays and certain routes on him. Being a receiver, studying football, I'm like, oh, okay, Aaron Glenn's so good. But these guys seem to get open on these routes. So I brought that to the, you know, brought that to the coaches that week. We hadn't ran it the entire game until I mentioned it to Portis, and that's when Gibbs came back and said, Tanner, you want to run the Dino route? Sure, coach. Fine time, but sure, let's do it.
Let's get it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Santana, someone that's played with a bunch of different quarterbacks in your time in the league, how important is it to have continuity year to year? Thinking more so like Terry McLaurin, where they're going to get this contract situation figured out, I assume, and he's going to be back with Jaden for a second year. It's the best quarterback he's played with in his career, but he's going to have continuity with Jaden and some of that chemistry that he can build on year to year. How important is that, and how does that look as it evolves?
I think it's very important, but I also think as a receiver, being a pro sometimes, you have to overcome a lot of that stuff when you don't have that continuity. And Terry is, you know, by example, he has shown you that year after year. He played with more quarterbacks already thus far in his career than I probably did, and I played with 15 in my 14-year career. So, but to have a guy like Jaden now, at this point in his career, man, I think it's huge, and I think you saw how big it was for him individually last year. I think that was one of the better seasons that we saw from Terry, you know, despite him having 1,000 yards every year, you know, since his second year in the league.
Tanner, we were talking a lot about, they have a lot of games next year, but, you know, people look towards the game in Madrid. And they had 700,000 people, spots on this thing waiting for tickets today. They finally sold out. I think there's a lot of bots on there. What's your thought on that game? Are you looking forward to it? Just playing over there, watching them play in Madrid for the first time?
I think having a seat that we have, yes, I'm looking forward to it. But I think what will make it special, no, we have a good time on the road. But I think what will make it special if we have in one of those seasons where we in the hunt. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, get too far ahead of myself and say I want to have the same type of season last year. Sure, we all do, but I want to be in the hunt. I just want to be a good team that's trending in the right direction by the time we get to Madrid. And I think that what makes it even more something, you know, for looking forward to these fans to go up there and see our team, you know, compete. But I think when you look at it, just being out the country, when these fan bases now, man, we saw how our fan base traveled to away games this past season. So you can just imagine what it's going to be like for them to get out the country and be able to sit back and enjoy some good football. So when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels and staff, when you have a staff, you know, that Dan Quinn has put together, it's just, man, it's one of those things that give you something to look forward to, and I'm looking forward to all of it, but Madrid is definitely high on my list, you know, as far as the games I want to see this year.
Talking with Santana Moss on the Rude Guest Hotline here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP. You talk about the fan base. How have you seen the fan base evolve as your time, obviously, playing for the team and then to where it is now? It felt like it died down a little bit, but last season it felt like it kind of reinvigorated the fan base, seeing the winning culture again, seeing Jaden Daniels play so well. How did you kind of see that yourself?
Yeah, reinvigorated. That's a good way to put it, man. Because I think when you look at 4 or 5 years previous to that season last year, we weren't looking good, man. I mean, you go to that stadium, it was just a lot of the other team colors there all the time, and it's tough, man. It's tough to be a home, to have home field advantage, you know, and see your opponent's colors at home more than you see your own. And not to say that we didn't see our own, but it's just tough to see a lot of your home, the opposing team colors at home, you know. And so just to see last year, a lot of those fans, and you got to think about it, me and B. Mitch, we have our share with these fans. You know, we go to some of the things that they put on through the offseason where we're trying to get season ticket holders to buy back in and to, you know, probably, you know, get some of these suites. We have a chance to talk up close and personal with these fans and see what they want and see why they are back. And to tell you the truth, man, some of the stories I've heard, it goes to show you how important it is to put up, I guess you could say, something that these guys can, you know, can call theirs, you know. And I think that's a good team. And that's what you see that these guys have done, you know, when it comes to our GM, our head coach, and these players, you know, for them to go out there and did what they did last year, it's one of those things that you say, here you go for being who you have been to us for so long. And that's what I felt like when I saw those, you know, or those fans back. They was appreciative again of what our team was doing, and that was playing good football.
I know we went to games. The game in Arizona, they took over. They took over
Tampa.
They took over that. Detroit thought it was going to be an easy run. I mean, but they, I'm talking about, there are fans on the road that don't even go to the game.
Yeah.
You know, they at the hotels, yeah, they're hanging around. They have watch parties on the road because they want to be in the city.
Yeah.
So, they're coming back. You know, I saw some great years at some time. I'm telling you, it is back. And I think that the way they stay here is the team have to go out, not necessarily be exactly what they were last year, but be something competitive. Yeah. As Tanner say, being a hunt.
No doubt.
Being a hunt.
Santana, when you look at we were talking about this earlier. Cam Newton had some comments about Jaden, talking about, is he a one-hit wonder, and talking about RG3. You played with RG3. Now you've obviously have a relationship with Jaden being around the team. What are some of the similarities and differences you see between those two? Because immediately when Jaden was drafted, everybody draws the parallels of, they say, the running quarterback, drafted number 2 overall, Heisman Trophy winner. But I think you can see the differences in their game. But just what have your interactions been like with Robert obviously being his teammate, and then with Jaden being around the team? What's the differences you've seen between those two guys?
I mean, you know, it's one of the things that I think everybody's seen. You know, when you really look at it, Jaden is a guy that runs second. You know what I mean? He can honestly dissect a defense and tear you apart, sit in the pocket. And when you're young, you expect, you know, most quarterbacks to kind of go through the, you know, the ups and downs and say, you know what, you know, he's going to try to get out their pocket a little more. He's going to try to escape so he can see things a little clearer. And I don't know if you want to give a lot of credit to just Jaden himself or both Cliff and Jaden, but we all said last year when we saw him get off to a great start, we was like, okay, when is it going to hit the wall? When is it going to hit the fan where, you know, everybody's going to start saying, okay, now we know him. Now we know what to do. We're going to sit back and we're going to, you know, sit in coverage and make him, you know, pick us apart, find an open guy. They did that. And guess what? They wish they didn't. So that's what shows out to me. You know, you couldn't just sit there and dictate what you wanted to do to the kid. He was the dictator. He was the guy that said, I'm going to go out here and show you that you can't present nothing to me, because if you rush me, I'm going to step up in the pocket. I'm going to look to throw it. And if it's nothing there, I'm going to take off on you. If you don't rush me, I'm going to find the open guy, whether I'm dinking this ball off or getting us 5 or 10 yards, but I'm going to find him. So that's what I saw that was different. I think with RG, you know, I'm not here to say that he couldn't do that, but I think the offense that the Shanahans put in place for him was perfect. That year one, that was what we wanted. You know, unfortunately, he got hurt, and I think that led to him not wanting to run the ball as much. And, you know, when you're a kid, you don't know, man. You really don't know if you're crippling yourself by making some decisions. And I think, to me, the injury played more into Robert saying, I don't want to be a runner, than more so than him just saying mentally, I can't do it. Because if I'm having a season that Robert had that first year, run me, coach. That won the game. You know what I mean? That made us win. And that's how I looked at things. I thought as soon as he went away from that, That's what allowed teams just to be able to tee off on them and sit back and say, now found an open guy, and that didn't work out that smoothly.
You know, I think what I noticed about Jaden is if he struggles with something this game, try the same thing next game. He's going to pick it apart.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he reinvented himself every game. And like you stated about young guys normally don't do that. You know, I've always said that you have to not only watch film of other people, but you watch film of yourself to see what kind of like little tips you're giving off. And you watch Jaden play, and he doesn't do the same bad thing twice. So I think he's also correcting his stuff and finding out, because he talks to Bobby Wagner so much, who's probably seen every offense under the sun, and he probably tells him, well, you're giving off this. And then he changes that. And I think the thing about a young quarterback, normally when a young quarterback come in with a lot of hype, they don't listen to anybody. That kid listens, and that makes a world of difference for me.
Yeah. You got to be a student of the game, too. I think that's one of the things that's bright about him. When you, you know, you get a chance to step out, see him outside the field, and especially just talking to his parents. Like, I spoke to his dad a couple of times, spoke to his mom, and it's two different personalities, but you hear the same thing. So, and just knowing what his dad taught him, you know, his upbringing, you know, through the sport, you can see it actually displayed each and every time he steps on the field. He's a student of the game. Like you just said it, B. Mitch, you can't present something to him once and think that you're going to be able to do it twice. And they just asked him this question earlier this year, you know, during the offseason, like, what are you doing right now to make sure that, you know, you don't have one of those sophomore, you know, I'm not going to put it out there in the air. But, and he said it. He said, look, man, I'm studying, watching what I didn't do so well last year. And I'm going to try to make sure I do it better. And that's a student of the game. That's a guy that understands that regardless of how good I played last year, it's about the things I didn't do well. And I want to be able to go out there and acknowledge that and say, okay, this is what you got to, you know, work on. And having a guy like Bobby Wagner, being a guy from the West Coast with him, he talks highly about that friendship. I mean, we can't give enough credit to this staff bringing in guys like that, a Wagner, Zach Ertz. You know, that's what you need. You need that veteran leadership that has been to the pinnacle, that has seen it done on a high level, that's able to be able to give guys like Jaden and all these other young guys those nuggets that they don't get from coaches, that they get from the players themselves that played, that's been through those lines. And that's great to have a guy like that. So I think it's phenomenal to have those guys, but I also think it's phenomenal to have a young guy that understands that it's all about correcting what you didn't do so well.
Talking with Santana Moss here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Last one for you, Santana. Luke McCaffrey last year, he was you saw flashes at points, and I think when you got the ball in his hands, he could make something happen. What do you need to see out of him this year, or what does he need to improve on to be a bigger part of the offense this season?
You know, just keep getting better, man. You know, it's not one or two things here and there, man. He showed me things last year that I didn't quite expect to see last year, you know. So that shows you who he is and where he come from. I think when you look at his lineage and the kind of, you know, tree that they have when it comes to this football thing, you know, you're not surprised about some of the things you saw last year from him because you know what his dad did, you know what his brothers, you know, have done so far in his career. And I just look, you know, I'm very confident just knowing that he's going to take care of what he can take care of. That's one of the things about being a player in this game. You only can take care of what you can do. You only can control what you can control. And I think he showed you that. As a rookie, I didn't expect to see some of those flashes. I expected a guy that, you know, they might put in the game here and there, but they showed that, hey, they had confidence in, you know, where he was at, you know, that far in his career. And I'm looking forward to him just getting even better because when you have a chance to be around that offense or any system and a quarterback that we have, man, you can put a subpar receiver out there on the field and Jaden's going to make him better because he's going to find when he's open. He's going to give him the ball at the right time. And so if you're anything at your position, it's great to have a guy like Jaden Daniels because guess what? He's going to make the world see it because he's going to give you the ball at the right time.
Tanner, I was telling Jeff, I have to make sure we bring some extra money because Jeff claims he's going to Madrid. So, you know, we got to make sure we get him out because, you know, he'll do something to end up in the slammer.
Hey, well, we got to make sure Jeff and Fred ain't together because they bringing Fred, too. So
oh, my Lord. Oh, hell.
Hold him out for himself.
We got to bring all the credit cards now. We got Fred and Jeff. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, man. It's going to be one of them kind of trips, man. It's going to be one of them kind of trips.
Oh, boy, boy, boy.
Well, Santana, appreciate the time today. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
All right, brother. Y'all take care, man.
All right, man. Be cool.
That's the cowboy killer himself, Santana Moss, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline.
I'm serious.
It's going to be.
Yo, I'm going to have to bring some of my spidey senses out there to make sure I keep you out of trouble, boy.
Coming up next, Pro Football Focus ranked the offensive line units. Where did Washington rank, and do we agree with the ranking? We'll talk about it.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code Home Run for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next, you're on The Fan. Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. I was telling B. Mitch in the break, I wish I could find a picture back when I was a kid wearing nice little... I know I had a white 89 Skins jersey wearing around Santana Moss.
You got to find it, man. I need to see that.
I'm sure it's somewhere. I
saw you in the Champ Bailey jersey.
I had a nice little Champ Bailey jersey when I was a kid.
Look at that, little Toby.
I have plenty of Redskins jerseys throughout my time. My most obscure one, Chris Horton. I have a Chris Horton jersey. Heck of a rookie year.
Yeah. Chris ended up being a special teams coach in the league.
I think he's with the Ravens now.
Yeah.
Special teams coordinator right now. I grew up, Clinton Portis was a poster on the back of my door growing up. I also had a Wizards poster.
You're young as hell. I was talking to Toby in the break. Toby, I basically got three kids, Toby age or older. I take Toby age, multiply it times two, and add some stuff to it. He still ain't to me.
I have I had a Wizards poster hanging up in my room growing up, too. The original big three.
Caron Butler.
Gilbert Arenas and Anton Jameson.
Antoine, yeah.
Yeah.
God, hey, boy. I was hanging out with them dudes.
Hey, it's crazy. Aton Thomas' kids were homeschooled with my siblings.
Wow.
My mom, like, yeah, Mr. Thomas, da-da-da-da. She's talking about him. She's like, yeah, Mr. Thomas used to play basketball. I'm like, okay. I get there. I'm like, Mom, you didn't tell me Mr. Thomas was Aton Thomas that we used to watch in the MCI Center.
Yes. Yeah. Antonio Daniels was my guy back in the day. Love watching Antonio Daniels. Yeah. It's always fun going down memory lane. Want to talk about.
Hell, dog. Yeah, yeah. The old dude say, man, I got underwear. Yeah, well, you need to change your underwear then, dog. The dude told me that one day, boy, you young. I got underwear in your ass. I said, well, you need to get some new underwear.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Don't walk by me in those underwear. So Pro Football Focus put out their offensive line rankings. I think they're going through and ranking a lot of the units right now. It is list season, B-Mitch. This is when you get all these rankings and lists and all these things. Now is when you kind of get all of those things. But they're ranking the Commanders' offensive line and all the offensive lines across the NFL. Where do you think they would rank? Where would you put them right now?
Commanders offensive line.
Remember, this is going into the season. They're not really doing much projection on what it'll
not
be.
Not projection about what it'll be, but how they bring in Tunsil. They move over. They draft Connolly. They move over Coleman. I think they'll put them in the top 12.
Well, they're not in the top 12.
They're not? They're below?
They're ranked 19th currently.
I don't buy it.
I don't either. So my thing about this is, they can rank them wherever they want to start the year, because I think by the end of the year, they'll be a top 10 unit.
Huh?
I think we'll be having a way different conversation.
I think before the end of the year.
Well, I think as soon as we watch them, we'll
think
see.
Think about offensive line, it comes to continuity and chemistry. And although we did get better at left tackle, I would assume we're better at right tackle. They haven't all played together just yet. And I think that could be one of the problems. A lot of those other guys that are above them probably have more guys that have played together. Who they have as number one?
I'll take a guess.
Eagles?
Yeah, Philadelphia is number one.
And you look at them, they have played together. They're massive. They're huge. And you look at some of those big guys, they're athletic as hell, too.
Yeah.
Man. So I would think that they after they start playing together, like you stated, they'll be in the top 10 after by the end of the year. But I think once they start playing together and people see it with a Jaden Daniels back there, I think you would change that up quickly.
So here's where it's interesting. So you look through the rest of the top 10. Philly being number one, I don't know that anyone has any qualms with that.
Not at all.
Number two is Denver. Number three is Buffalo. Here's one that's interesting. Number four is Chicago. I don't know that I agree with that. If we're going up, they've traded for some guys and they've got some names that you know. But there's also some projection here on some of their offensive tackles.
But the thing about it is, offensive lines, production, and rank normally comes off of decision-making of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they weren't ranked very high because their quarterback held the ball. If he doesn't correct that, it won't make a difference if you got good guys in front of you or not. You can't just run around all day. You got to make a decision to let the ball go.
So right now, going across their offensive line, Braxton Jones is their left tackle. Joe Tooney, they bring over from Kansas City. I don't think there's any question about him being one of the best offensive guards in the league. Drew Dahlman, they signed as a center, I believe. Jonah Jackson, another guard. It's pretty good. They traded for him. And then Darnell Wright playing right tackle. I think the issue I would have with them being ranked so high is Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright have shown that they can be solid, but there's still some development that needs to happen there. I don't know that they're a top four unit right away, like they say they are right now, but Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson, that's a good pair of guards to have up there.
It's true, but still, as I stated about Washington, they have to play together.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if the chemistry is going to go well. And I can tell you, a quick thing that makes up chemistry on the offensive line, if the quarterback doesn't throw the ball when they think he should be thrown, and he's not in the spot they think he should be, it's going to be a problem.
I also think when you look at Washington's offensive line, I like the fits of these guys because doing the draft show, we were talking about should they draft Josh Simmons? They end up going with Josh Connerly, right? Simmons being the bigger tackle out of Ohio State with injury concerns, but he's maybe more of your prototypical anchor as a tackle. But I kind of like how Connerly fits. And that's what something that, you know, the note afterwards we find out from Cliff is say, take the Oregon tackle, please.
Yeah.
I think he fits exactly what they want to do. You need guys that can move on the offensive line.
They need athletic guys to run. This offense that they run have the offensive linemen moving a lot.
All the time.
And if you have more athletic than just role grading guys, it makes a difference.
And I think if you look across the offensive line, they all fit that mold.
Yeah.
Tunsil's athletic. Coleman's athletic. Yep. Biotis is athletic, Cosme's athletic, yep. And now Connerly's athletic. I think you have an athletic offensive line, but But I don't think it comes at the expense of being able to hold up against bigger defensive tackles.
What people don't understand is it's not just the five guys you have. It's the backups as well. And I think when you look at Allegretti and also Wiley, those, and then Trent Scott, instead of, like, Allegretti and Wiley, if they start at some point in the season or not, or if they're backups, doesn't that make your first eight more legit than they were before?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And so I'm curious to see where they end up. Some of the other, to round out the top 10, the Colts are ranked fifth. The Buccaneers are sixth. Vikings, seventh. Falcons are eighth. That's an interesting one because I don't know that I think of them as a stout unit. I think of Chris Lindstrom as being one of the best offensive guards in the league. I don't know that I think of the rest of the unit as being formidable, but they're in the top 10. The Jets, and then the Chargers at 10. Now, the interesting thing about the Chargers is they've got the best young tackle duo in the league. Slater and Ault, that's a nice tackle duo, but maybe they have issues inside. I'm interested to see where they would end up by the end of the season, though, for the Commanders. Yeah. Because
I said 12, a top 12, then 19. Who cares?
Yeah.
If they were in the top 12, who cares? They still got to go do it.
I think, like you said, too, it's so important to understand how your quarterback's going to play to help out the offensive line. And I think year to year, we saw the stark difference. We saw a quarterback that did not help his offensive line. Yeah. That's why you ended up with the number 2 overall pick in Sam Howell. And then you had a quarterback that did help the offensive line in Jaden that gets the ball out quick. And even when the offensive line's protection breaks down, he can make something of it. So I think improving that offensive line, I think, made all the sense in the world. You're protecting your top asset, which is Jaden Daniels. And I think it improves the entire offense because now it allows Jaden to have a little more freedom and time in the pocket, as well as being able to hopefully run the football.
Hey, man, they're going to do some things this year, some of the same things they tried last year, but they'll have more success with it. Listen, I'm not saying they need to block for 2 more seconds. You need to block for less than a second, a little longer, and you give Jaden a chance to make a decision. We watched last year, their unblocked guy is coming. He still delivered the football to where it needed to go. Imagine if the guy is not unblocked and he can really step into it and, you know, move into the right spot and let it go. Things would be even better.
I think there's still some untapped potential in the offense. Cliff kind of talked about this when they talked about improving the offensive line. He's like, we weren't able to get to the entire playbook last year.
Yeah.
I think the part of the playbook they weren't able to get to is the deep passing game. It showed up from time to time, but think about when you watch Jaden Daniels' highlights coming out of LSU. If you pulled it up, what's the first thing you saw? Some slot fade, 40 yards down the field, dropping the bucket to Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
But you didn't get a lot of that last year.
They practiced the dropping the bucket a lot, too.
And I think that's going to be a big part of the offense this year. Because that was one of the selling points on Jaden, is his deep ball accuracy.
He's good.
He's really good at it. I don't think we got to fully see that in his rookie season. Part of that is the offensive line. And so if you improve that offensive line, imagine Terry tracking down a ball deep down the field. Jalen Lane, one of the fastest guys in the draft. Virginia Tech didn't really use him that way. But I would assume that with that speed, that the Commanders are going to try to use him deep down the field as a receiving threat.
I believe he'll be involved.
I think he's going to be really, really good this year.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I like the kid.
Debo being around the line of scrimmage, I think, is going to be good. I just think with the ability to have that offensive line, the big thing for me is it obviously helps out the passing game. I think a big part of the success of the team this year and being able to take that next step, they need to be able to run the football.
Yeah.
And so improving up front is going to be huge. And I don't know, you know, we'll see if Brian Robinson takes a step forward and gets back. Because we saw flashes last year, but there were definitely some times where he struggled. But improving up front, does that make the run game effective enough? Because the second half of last year, so much was on Jaden's plate that I want to be able to take a little bit off and help him.
I think it does because last year, I know Brian Robinson took most of the blame. But when Brian began to struggle and the running game struggled, the offensive line was battered. And we can go through that whole stretch where they played the Eagles up there in Philadelphia. That whole time, you saw offensive linemen banged up. You know, when things was better, the offensive line wasn't banged up. And if you can keep guys healthier this year, automatically the running game gets better. As a running back, if you get the ball, and as soon as you get it, you have to make a move, you're going to have problems. But if you get a ball, you can hit the line, hit the line full speed and make a cut off of that. You normally have a lot more success. I'm expecting this year where guys can be hitting it downhill. When we saw early in the season when Brian had a lot of success, he was hitting it downhill, mm-hmm. full speed. He didn't have many problems.
And I'm curious if they need to make some tweaks in the way that they run him. Maybe not as much out of the gun. Maybe a little more out of
That's
pistol
what they have.
Or under
I
center.
I think everything is going to be more about how Jaden Daniels operate.
Well, and
the other guys got to fall in line.
For sure. And I think... But it's just that'll be something to monitor if they maybe make some tweaks there, but maybe it needs to be Eckler.
But he picked up more stuff when Eckler got hurt.
Sure.
But if Eckler stays healthy or even Kroski Merritt or
I'm one excited of the other to
guys,
see him.
If one of the other guys step in and play better, you have other guys that can do it, but Brian was your bell cow, and when Austin went down, they felt more comfortable with Brian than anybody else. If somebody else could step up to where you have more depth in your running back room, then good things happen.
I think the secret weapons of this offense could be Jalen Lane, and then if you get Kroski Merritt, he's got an explosiveness in that backfield that the other guys just don't have.
I'm looking for it.
I think he could be a home run hitter. He'd be a lot of fun to watch. We'll wrap things up next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
My daughter.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Toby Altizer in for JP this week. The Nationals announced a couple of coaching changes, obviously, over the weekend. Now we're getting some more clarification. Miguel Cairo, the bench coach, now taken over as the manager. Henry Blanco, who was the catching coach, is taken over as the bench coach. And Bob Henley, remember that name, he's joining the staff as a Major League field coordinator. Just a reminder, coming up to start Grant and Danny in just a couple of minutes, Jason Wirth going to join the show talking about Rizzo and about Davey being fired. And tomorrow, 9 a.m., get your popcorn ready, Mike Rizzo joining the Junk. So plenty of national stuff continuing on this week right here on 106.7 The Fan. It's just, it's fun running down. I walked in the other studio. We're running down memory lane of favorite Commanders, Redskins, football team players. And Ryan said his favorite, Stallion said his favorite all time is Santana.
Yeah, you said that?
Yeah. I think Terry's up there for me. I really enjoy watching Terry. There's something, though, with the nostalgia of who you grew up watching as a kid.
That's what it is.
Who was your guy as a kid? Maybe not a Redskin, but.
Tony Dorsett.
Yeah.
Wasn't that big, but he had success after success. And I'd always thought I was going to be a running back until I became a quarterback. Then I eventually ended up being a running back. So I liked him, and I loved Walter Payton. Because Walter Payton was 205 pounds, and he would run through people. And they would just reach and have to grab onto whatever they could grab onto.
I used to have a gray Chris Cooley jersey I'd wear every game day. So Chris Cooley might be up there, 47. Let's check in with the aquarium. Jeff, who was your guy growing up? Who was your favorite player?
I had two, and the first one was Sean Taylor.
Yeah?
I love Sean. Like, when he died, I really was depressed. Like, I was crying in my room in his jersey. Then it was Santana. Dude, the first time when I worked with 980 and we were at the other location, uh-huh. and I was doing the pregame with – it was him and Julie – dog, I'm trying so hard not to just fan out because I'm talking to them in the pregame.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I'm texting my boys because we all Commanders, well, Redskins fans.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, I'm over here working with Santana Moss. Everybody like, yo, calm down, calm down. But yeah, it was definitely Tana, man. I used to, when I would be outside, I'd catch the ball and we were playing football and I'd smoke people up the sideline, truck a few people. Hit him with the Lord.
That's the added lie he telling.
No, nah, yeah.
He wasn't smoking nobody.
He might catch the football, but that's where it ended.
And then it went down.
If they had a backyard football league, I was going all Madden.
I don't believe you.
But I used to love spinning the ball on the ground and hitting the little, you know, when Tanner hit the little head shake this and go for the first down, that was my boy.
All right.
Landfill, who was your guy growing up?
I really like Daryl Green, also Coach Prime, because I have his autograph on a Redskin seat cushion.
There you go. There you go. White Brian?
You're welcome for that autograph.
Who was your dude?
I was a Corey Webster guy.
Who?
Corey Webster for the Giants.
What do you play? I mean,
my favorite Redskin was probably Roy Helou.
Roy Helou. What? Shout out Nebraska.
That's the name.
Oh. What did Corey Webster play?
I know, I don't recognize that name right away.
He had that big interception against Favre, and he was just really good.
And then you threw out Roy Helou.
Roy Helou. I love watching him play.
Why?
He was on my fantasy team a couple years, and he did well.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
When he was here? Or when he went to – didn't he go to Denver or something like that?
I don't remember where he went after.
When he was in Washington, he had a couple years where he had a good amount of receiving yards.
Okay.
All right. I mean, if you're doing that, Chris Thompson was the way to go. Let's get to Herta here first. What happened yesterday?
Everybody lost.
The Dodgers got destroyed by the Brewers.
They got crushed. I turned the game on, and like the third inning was already 5-0. I don't know what happened.
All right, my bet. Kicks off in 10 minutes. I'm taking e-basketball again. I'm taking the Suns over the Cavaliers.
Why do you gotta go with e-basketball?
Because, bro.
I don't get it.
I was going to take e-soccer, but the game started and a dude scored e-soccer in the first 2 minutes.
That's absurd. That is absurd. Give me the Chicago Cubs to beat the Twins tonight. And then, why not? Give me the Washington Nationals to get a win tonight and Miguel Cairo's first game managing the Nats.
Okay. I'm taking the Giants and the Dodgers.
Parlay my easy basketball with the Yankees over the Mariners.
Oh, so at least you're picking one real sport.
Hey, it is a real sport.
No, baseball is not e-basketball.
It's a real sport.
Warriors +3.5 in Summer League.
What do you got, Landfill?
Toby, you stole my bet. I'm also taking the Nats.
I like it. We'll see if they can get a win tonight. First time with Miguel Cairo. think they're going to be talking, the reporter's talking with Mike DiBartolo here in a couple of minutes, so keep an eye out and see what he has to say in his first time meeting with the media as the general manager of the Washington Nationals. Appreciate everybody that joined the program today. Barstool Nate joined us at 11, Sam Blum at noon, and we just heard from Santana Moss to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. You missed anything, you can check out the podcast or rewind on the Odyssey app. Remember, Grant and Danny going to have Jason Wirth joining the program to start right off the top at 2 o'clock. For Brian Mitchell, I'm Toby Altizer, signing off. Grant and Danny coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.